Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with the most wonderful woman to ever grace this earth, my mommy, Gwen Ballinger. Say hello, mommy.
Hi, mommy.
My mom decided she wanted to have an intro saying for this podcast. She texted me something that I don't know what it was. It wasn't English.
Well, because I dictated it, and you knew Surrey.
Yeah, did you say Surrey?
Siri.
Siri. Is it Surrey? Like a Surrey with a fringe on top?
It's Siri.
It's Siri. Okay. Yeah, so what did you want the intro to be?
No, I had an expo.
An exo? Oh, at the end. So you'll say it at the end?
Sure.
Okay. This podcast is brought to you by the things my mother has on her desk in front of her, which is a paper towel, an open can of Altoids, her iced tea, a wad of tissues, an inhaler, and something new she got this time, eye drops. What are the eye drops for?
Itchy eyes.
Okay. I love you. All right, are you ready to start this podcast, Mom?
I'm ready.
Well, then. So we're going to start with the internet news of the week. So, Mom, have you heard of YouTube boxing?
No.
Okay, so YouTubers are apparently boxing each other.
Like fisting in the face?
fisting each other. They're fist fighting. Yeah, fist fighting. She's giving the look because she knows what fisting means. Yeah, it's YouTubers in a boxing match, like in a ring and stuff. They've done it once before. It got 16 million views.
Wow.
So that's a lot.
What if you and Colleen went in a boxing ring?
I would never be able to hit her.
No.
So she'd hit me, no problem. She wouldn't hit me in the face.
No, she wouldn't.
Should we do it?
No, but with those big area things that you...
We should do a boxing match with those.
With those
can we do that for Easter?
Things. Heck yeah.
I think I have a pair.
Okay, let's do it.
We're doing... Okay, so I was going to ask my mom's opinion on the YouTube boxing, and apparently she's for it.
Well, not if it's real boxing and people get really hurt.
It is real... Actual YouTubers are doing real boxing. It's all for promotion. It's all media stuff. It's just... It gets them more views. It gets them more attention. Their names in the media.
Okay, but don't hurt each other.
They're hurt. That's the point of boxing is to hurt each other.
Not if you have those big puffy things.
They're not using big inflatable gloves. They're using like the tape and the.
No.
So you're against the boxing.
Where are their mommies? Say no.
Basking in the money that their children are making.
No, that's your money, not the mom's money.
There's huge YouTubers doing it, and. I don't really want to say their names just because I don't want to give them extra promotion. That's terrible of me to say, but it doesn't seem like the best of the...
Do they get training beforehand?
I'm sure they do. They're guys that work out a lot that think that they can beat up anyone and they're invincible. Yeah. And there's a lot of trash talking going on and they're making videos just trashing each other and saying things.
No.
So the whole thing, I mean, I think YouTube loves it because it's getting... YouTube promotion, but I'm not a huge fan of boxing.
Me either.
I mean, my sports are more ball stick kind of things.
Yours are more team oriented.
Yeah, team.
Yeah.
But I understand that it is a sport.
It is.
It takes a lot of physical abilities.
Does.
It's not my sport.
No.
But hey, if two consenting adults want to beat the crap out of each other.
Ouch.
Ouch. Ouch is right. All right. The next thing on the list is Halo eyebrows.
Oh, I saw that.
You saw that? Okay. I got a picture to show you, but you've already seen it. It's when the eyebrows go all the way around the forehead.
Yes. And then I saw other ones that had waves on them.
Oh, the wavy eyebrows. That was a YouTube trend.
Oh.
But this one people are saying is the new trend.
No, please no.
The thing is, no one's doing this for real.
No.
People do it for videos, for attention. No one's actually like, I'm going to make some halo eyebrows and go out in the club and get crunk and look amazing.
I'm going to put on those and go to church. Maybe they're for church. Halos.
Hey-o! Halo!
Halo!
So do you believe anyone's doing this for real?
No.
Yeah. I think that's another thing is I saw on the tweet being like, YouTubers are now putting poop in milkshakes and stuff. And the thing is, no one's actually doing this. They're doing, I mean, they might do it for a video, but no one's actually putting poop and drinking it for funsies and like it's a normal occurrence.
That's just disgusting.
That's one thing I think the main normal media doesn't understand about the internet. So we're not doing this on the daily for fun. We don't do it. We only do it when the video camera's on. It's our job, people, to put poop in a milkshake and put our eyebrows in a halo shape. Yeah. I don't think that the wavy eyebrow thing was for real either.
Okay.
It's all just a trend. It's all just to, you know, get views and make people laugh. That's my opinion.
Or say, I'll never do that.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. I never did the wavy eyebrows. I know Colleen did it to Christopher. Did you see that video?
I did see that.
Mom, why are you on your phone?
My mom's texting. Because I have terms for you, and I have to have it ready.
Well, that's at the end.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're going through the... Mom, we have a system to the podcast that I have not told you about.
I don't have an itinerary in front of me.
I'll make you...
Altoids.
I thought that's all you needed. I'll make you an itinerary next time. Okay. Well, there's things I don't want you to read because there's things I have to test you.
No worries.
I can black those out. I mean, I have the ability.
All right. That's true.
The next news topic is Google Maps is having a Mario Kart theme. So they say that your little symbol on Google Maps is going to be Mario and you know Mario Kart.
Mario
Nintendo 64.
And
you did that. Yeah. So they say that that's going to be your little symbol. Like your car is Mario Kart. But I was talking about this with my dad and my cousin Andrew, and we are hoping that they go further.
Can you choose your character?
I hope so. I doubt it.
I want that guy with the tongue that...
What?
You know the
Yoshi!
One? Yeah!
I loved Yoshi. We were talking about it, and like, when there's an accident up ahead, they just show like a turtle shell. Because you know when you throw turtle shells?
Oh, yeah.
Or like a banana peel?
Oh, that'd be great.
Or like when it's, this is sad to say, we shouldn't be talking about, but there's a multiple car pileup. No one's hurt.
No.
Let's hope that no one's hurt. But there should be like a lightning bolt, because that's the big disaster. I just think, and like when you reach your destination, there's like the checkered flag marker.
That would be great.
We hope all of these things are in this update, but I highly doubt that it is.
And can you opt out of that and go back to the
regular
maps?
It's like you can probably choose. You know how you can choose between like terrain, original, landscape. There's probably gonna be a Mario Kart one. But I know that they'll only do like your symbol is Mario. But I so hope that there's extra things. So there's
that
so
would
many
be fun.
Things
that could like, make it really fun.
My dad really wants there to be sound effects and like have Mario say the street names. Like that would be epic.
That would be funny.
Like because if you're gonna do it all the way.
Exactly.
That's my personal opinion. All right. Just this random fact of the day: The Rock is the biggest social media star. Apparently.
Well,
he is huge.
Yes, he is.
Do you follow any of his social medias?
No, I do not.
I follow...
But you do.
Yeah, I follow his Instagram and his Twitter. Well, I think he's adorable. But I just... I think he's one of the few celebrities that has taken advantage of social media.
Yes.
So I think if more... Because he's, like, becoming a social media star. He's obviously doing all these other things. He's known more for these other things. But he's taking it upon himself to become a social media star as well.
Didn't he just have another baby?
He did.
A little girl.
She's really cute. He had her on International Women's Day saying cute little women things.
I remember when he had his first one, I texted you and go, sorry.
I think, isn't that his daughter?
Does he have two now?
Well, he has an older daughter.
Oh, no, it's the little one. It's the new
one. It's the little
one.
Yeah, she's like one or two now.
Okay,
she's adorable.
Because I texted you that day when I heard that. I go, sorry, Rachel.
Because apparently I was in the running to be with The Rock. Moms, they have the greatest expectations for us. Do you want him to be your son-in-law?
No, I wanted...
He's a little old for me.
Is he?
He's a little... I mean...
Age is a matter of mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
If I was dating a 60-year-old man, would
you
be... exactly.
Is he 60?
No, he's not 60, but I was just saying, like, yeah, it is
he's
a mind state.
He's pretty hot for a 60-year-old.
To an extent. Like,
age
is just a number to an extent.
Well, my grandparents were 17 years difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was, like, 17 when they got married.
15.
Oh.
We're talking,
That was the olden days.
That was the olden days.
By in the Midwest.
That was way back there.
Woo! How much did she buy her house for? Wasn't it, like...
I have no clue. No, they didn't buy it. It was, inherited.
I thought she bought it for, like, $17 or something.
I don't know, maybe. No, Poppy built it, I think.
Someone told me, so I'm getting lies from your side of the family then.
You'll have to ask my mom. She knows.
All right. The next thing is, Twitter is going to hand out more blue check marks. Do you know what the blue check marks are?
Oh, that means you're verified.
My mom knows what it means. Yes, it means that you're verified.
Yeah.
But, so, do you know what that means? It's like, usually...
You're who you say you are.
Yes. So, apparently, Twitter thinks that part of their life is broken, and they're just going to start handing them out more often. But, because they say that it was supposed to verify, like, this is the famous person. It's not a fan account. It's the famous person.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it is very hard to get a blue check mark on Twitter. It took Colleen years. It took me more years.
I'm not blue checked.
My mother, I mean, if my mother is not blue checked, clearly the system is broken.
So funny.
No, but it was hard. It's basically you had to know someone at Twitter, or your agent had to hound Twitter to get the blue check mark.
Really?
And Twitter decided that it's no longer a verification thing. It's more of a status thing.
No, you need to vet the person first.
Well, yeah, but that's what they're saying, is they wanted it to be a verification, but it's become more of a status thing. Like, you're not famous unless you have a blue check mark. My mom was coughing. She tried really hard not to do it into the microphone. But yeah, they're saying, like, it's more of a social thing now, so they're going to start handing them out more often, I guess, which means it's not going to be a social status thing. I'm just saying, she's going for an Altoid, guys.
I want one of those blue checks.
So you're making your breath minty fresh for a podcast?
Yes.
Before my dad left, he was here, and then right before we started, he left. And he goes, why do you have Altoids? And Mom was like, because I need my breath to smell good for this.
I'm sitting right next to you.
Okay, so it's for me.
Yeah, well, yeah. And you know how your mouth can get dry if you get nervous or...
I get more saliva.
Okay, well, the Altoid helps.
Okay. It's just a confidence thing.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
It's more security.
All right, I believe you. Okay. All right. Yeah, but anyway, what do you feel about Twitter handing out blue check marks?
If they hand one to me, that's great.
Okay.
But vet the person first.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do. So if for you guys don't know, the blue check mark does mean like you're verified, it is a social status thing. But the only thing that's different about it when you have a blue check mark is that there's a verified section in your mentions, because you have all... mentions, and then verified. So when you click verified, you can see anyone else who's verified that hasn't had any interaction with you. So that's like when Colleen likes something of me, of mine, I can go to the verified section and I'll see that. Otherwise, I wouldn't see it in the normal feed of life.
Oh.
So that's the only difference. But you have a blue check and then you have a verified section.
I see if somebody likes something I tweeted.
Well, you spend a lot of time on Twitter.
Not that much.
Oh, well, I'm not...
You just wouldn't do it in a hurry.
Yeah.
Because you have a gazillion people. Yeah. I don't.
So. I don't look at my likes or my retweets. I only look at the mentions and then the verified. So I only see when someone tweets at me. That's what I only look at.
I look at everything. I look at something. No, mostly not.
You don't know what you look at.
The thing that's subscribed to, you know, the one, should I show you the one column?
Yeah, you can show me the one, bring it up. I'm very confused as to what you're talking about. You have your homepage where...
My homepage.
When you follow people, everything they tweet is there.
See that little bell on the bottom?
Yeah, that's your bell. You click on the bell.
And then it says...
And then you have all... Or you have mentions. Hold on, go up to the top.
What are you doing? Now there's something new. Mentions. Oh my gosh, now there's something different. I just did all.
Mom, you didn't know about the mentions part? So the mentions means you only see when people talk to you.
Oh.
So you don't have to go through the likes and the retweets.
Oh, well, I've been looking at all.
Well.
I sit corrected.
You're not corrected, you just didn't know. Okay. But then when you're verified, you have an extra section that shows you just verified interactions.
All right.
So.
Got it.
I don't think you need the check mark because you wouldn't do anything with the extra section.
No, it's just fun to have by your name.
I wish you'd have it though, so I could see when you interact with me. Because sometimes I don't see it.
Oh, well then I text you and go, hey, you didn't respond.
You do text me. When she posts something funny on Snapchat, she likes to text me to tell me to look at her Snapchat because she thinks it's funny.
Because I want to make sure it's funny and you tell me if it is or not.
It usually has to do with the chickens.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so we missed International Women's Day. It happened in between last podcast and this. I mean, we didn't miss it. We were very aware of the day. But I just wanted us to go over it. And is there anyone besides me? Because I know I would be your obvious choice.
But my girls.
You can't do your girls. Are there any other women in the world you'd like to give a shout out to? Hey, yo.
Yes, there is one lady that inspires me to be a better person.
Who?
Am I supposed to say her name?
If you want.
It Kitty Jones, she was a teacher at a school I used to work at.
Oh, that's nice. And oh, we got a teacher. Give it up for the teachers.
Yes, she was always very loving and compassionate, firm when she needed to be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she actually just exuded love and kindness, and that was fantastic. Well, but she good. Could be firm if she needed to be, because, I mean, second graders.
They get out of hand. Got to put them in their place, those children. How old are you in second grade?
How old are you in second grade? You're 7.
You're 7?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They gotta have that discipline.
Very creative, very... Yeah. I liked her.
All right. She's... Yeah, I got a lot of... There's like a lot of great women. I'll do a teacher, too. My 7th grade teacher, Mrs. McFarland.
Yes.
She taught me how to read.
She was amazing.
She was patient. She knew I had ADD. And she knew that I... She literally bought puzzles and put them in the corner so that when I finish... Because I finish my work fast. I get it done. I don't linger. So I get my work done, and then I'd be sitting at my desk fidgeting. And she would have me go do a puzzle.
Yes.
To stop me from fidgeting and calm me down.
Or file papers.
Oh, yeah. I became her assistant at one point. She was just a teacher that saw me, knew I needed extra attention.
She was fantastic.
And I was homeschooled, and that was my first school, like real school, after being homeschooled. So I had no clue what I was doing. She helped me. So shout out to her. Let's give the teachers the shout out.
Woo, woo, woo.
All right. Now, the last internet topic of the day, well, the news part, is Twitter is suspending accounts.
Uh-oh.
I fell asleep seeing this, and I woke up and looked into it, and it's, there. Have you ever seen the @Dory or @GirlsPost? So these Twitter accounts that basically steal other people's tweets, tweet them as their own, and then block the accounts in which they stole them from.
They need to do that for people who are rude and... Well, saying bad things to people.
That's a lot of people on the internet.
Do
Mom.
It. Say, this is not allowed on Twitter. You people be nice.
They would lose half of their base.
Okay, well then recheck what you're saying, people, and come back and say it nice.
Are they allowed to come back? Is it just like a timeout?
Everybody should have, timeout.
But do you know how many more people Twitter would have to staff to look through all that?
I'm doing nothing.
Are you telling Twitter to hire you to go through mean people's Twitter accounts?
No, I would cry. People are so mean.
Yeah, people are mean on the internet. But these accounts have just stolen other people's tweets and done them as themselves. And I don't quite know if it's just in the Twitter rules. I don't know that much about it, but they're fine. Like, these people have reported these accounts a lot because their tweets get stolen, and then other people are getting the credit, and they're like, hey, it took a long time for me to come up with something that funny.
Ah.
I want my tweet knowledge thing.
Got it.
So, anyway.
Okay. So they're not retweeting. They're saying, I said these words.
Yeah.
Plagiarizing.
So if I like tweeted, like, I won't do anything if it requires me getting out of my sweatpants.
And oh, you did
tweet I did tweet that. I tweeted something along the lines of that. And then if they took that and they tweeted those exact words, and then they got all the fame and didn't credit me, then...
But how do you know they didn't think of that too? Because...
They literally tweet, like, the word for word.
Oh.
And it's right. usually... It's funnier than what I just said. It's usually really funny things. And they have millions of followers, but they're finally suspending these accounts, which I'm thankful for, because I've seen people on Twitter have their tweets stolen, and it hurts. Yeah, it's a tweet. It doesn't really matter, but it was funny, darn it. You want people to know that you're funny. For me, it's a rare case when I'm actually genuinely funny.
No, you're funny all the time.
Thank you. But when I create something very funny, I want people to know that it was me. That's conceited. I don't know what it is. But hey, I thought of it, not you. Don't steal my things.
That's true. There's no monetary value, though, right?
No, there's no monetary value.
It's
but
just all...
It's just...
I did that.
Give
I said
credit
that.
Where credit's due. That's all. I've seen a lot of Twitter accounts that retweet a bunch of funny things.
Right.
And I love those. I follow those ones because you get the funny and the credit's given where
That's
credit
right.
is due. I'm a big credit where credit's due person. Yeah. I've said that multiple times already just now. I like it. I feel like if someone's done something that's noteworthy...
Yeah.
Note them.
Give them note.
We have to cite everybody in our papers and our essays
that's
at school.
Right.
You can't just plagiarize.
And
that's what
trouble.
That's what they were doing. They were plagiarizing.
Right.
I couldn't come up with the word earlier.
Oh, I said it early. You did not hear me.
Mom, I don't listen when you talk.
I know.
Somehow I chose you to have a podcast with. Are you enjoying the podcast, by the way?
I am.
Did you listen to the last one?
I did.
I didn't.
Rachel,
I was here. I
was here too, but I wanted to hear what we sounded like.
I listened to the first like few minutes, and then I was like, "This is just deja vu."
Yeah,
it's
but
like
I listened.
I can't watch movies multiple times because I know what's going to happen.
Well,
I know the jokes.
I listen.
I feel like in a few years I'll go back and listen to it. Like, I don't watch my videos once I post them. They're done.
Oh, I watch them.
But
sometimes a couple times.
A few years later, sometimes I go back and I go, ha, that was funny. Yeah. That video got paid dust and it was hilarious. Y'all didn't give me the credit where credit's due.
It got what dust?
You guys got paid dust?
Paid dust? Oh, man. Are we on to terms yet?
No, but that is one. Paid dust. Yeah. I wasn't prepared to give a definition of paid dust.
Wait, well, that makes sense. It means you got paid nothing. Dust.
Yeah, you guys gave no attention, no credit, no. You spat on it.
I didn't. I watched
I know.
Them.
You watch every... Have you ever missed one of my videos?
No.
You go back and watch every single one of them?
I've seen every single one. Some I will watch again. If it's a slow day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel bad when it's like a few weeks have gone by and you haven't watched anything?
And a few weeks never goes
by.
Maybe
there's been a few weeks for me.
2 days will go by when I haven't had a chance. Mm. But when you've got two channels for you and two for Colleen. And
Colleen's got three channels.
No. Miranda has
okay,
one.
Colleen is Miranda.
And then Christopher
did you
and
not know?
Christopher and Jessica's channel. And then I watch Corey DeSoto's channel. Mm-hmm, so, you know.
Yep, those are the main for me, and then I watch Nicola, and then Soundly Awake. You know Soundly Awake. I watch Joey, Mamrie. Have you watched Mamrie and Grace's new show, This Might Get?
I have not.
You should, it's pretty funny. They create a new show, it's Monday through Friday. I'm just giving them some promo right now.
Do it.
But it's a lot of fun. It's just them hanging out, doing weird things.
Okay.
All right. So, there we go. Now, Mom, are you... The last podcast, we were talking about when the internet was invented. We couldn't figure it out. We couldn't remember.
Yes.
1990... is when it became, like, a public thing.
You weren't even...
I was not
born yet.
I was...
You were being cooked.
I was being cooked in 19...
You weren't ripe yet.
No, I was not ripe. I was... I don't know. I was underdone.
Underdone.
I was in the oven, but I was underdone in 1990. So, that's when the internet became, like, a thing.
A thing.
So, it's a year older than me.
All right.
That's weird.
That is weird.
How old am I? 26? I'm almost 27?
Yeah.
All right.
April 5th.
Hang on, my birthday's coming up. What are you getting me, Mom?
Can't tell you.
You don't even know.
Not yet, because you haven't told me what you want.
I don't want anything. I'm fine. I don't need anything. You come to an age where you just don't really need it. Want?
Well,
I don't know.
You want things. Special, feel special that day and loved.
You know what I was seeing the other day? I was putting on a pair of socks.
And what, socks?
Sure, but that's the thing, is I was like, I was putting on a pair of socks that you got me for Christmas.
Yes.
And I was like, man, this was a great Christmas gift. As I'm putting, and I was like, wait, this is socks. This is what all growing up you don't want to get for Christmas. Like, it's the joke in all of the shows and stuff. Like, oh, I just got socks for Christmas. Socks are a fantastic gift.
They are amazing.
Because you go through them pretty quick, especially if you have a dog that eats socks, which I do. And so when you get a good pair of socks, it makes your day.
It does.
It's fluffy on your feet all day long. Yep. You're warm, you're safe, you're cozy. Yep.
And the ones that don't slide down into your shoe.
Oh, the ankle socks. Oh, yeah. Vans. Ugh. Vans ankle socks are my favorite. They don't slide down.
Nice.
They're pretty good. If you're looking for it, an ankle sock, a no-show sock.
No-show.
No-show sock. Vans. That's where I get mine. And then the rest of my socks are just big, fluffy, comfy,
warm,
delicious on my feet. So y'all need to stop paying dust to socks as a present. Mom, I want you to say dust at some point in this podcast naturally.
Dust? Okay.
You got paid dust.
Paid dust. I'm getting paid dust for this podcast.
Oh, no!
Is that what you say?
I don't want to
be paid.
It's not actual payment.
Are you going to edit that out?
No, I'm not going to edit that out. No one's here is getting paid for this podcast.
No, I know. But
if it was a super funny podcast and no one listened to it, they all paid dust to it.
Oh.
It's not actual payments.
Okay.
There's no money involved here.
Okay.
I mean, hopefully there's some money involved in this podcast, but not now. All right. So speaking of paying dust, just not knowing what that word means. On to define that word, Mother.
Oh, good grief.
Your favorite section of the entire podcast. So, I have three words, and I know you have a word for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're very excited for this. She is looking guilty. Like, she's already done.
Just a couple.
That's
fine. Do you
have
time for a couple?
We have all the time we need. There's no time limit on the podcast.
We are our own bosses.
We are. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the first word I have for you is K-pop.
K-pop. Is that the thing that goes on the back of your phone?
That's a pop socket.
I was close.
No. Not at all.
Oh, the K-pod. You put it in a coffee thing.
No.
Say it again.
K-pop.
K-pop. Yeah. I don't know.
It's Korean pop music.
Oh, I did not know that.
You didn't?
No.
It's blowing up right now. It's been a thing for a really long time, just not in America. And in America, I feel like it's finally starting to get attention so that we ain't paying dust to them no more.
Oh, okay.
So we're actually starting to pay attention to K-pop. So that's what K-pop is. Korean pop popular music.
All right.
I haven't listened to it yet. I just appreciate it because it's finally breaking through and I'm so glad for them.
Good.
But I haven't listened to it yet. And well, clearly you haven't.
No, I have not.
Should we do that next podcast?
Maybe.
All right. We'll get a genuine reaction
of
K-pop music.
Okay.
That sounds good. All right. I know you know what a hashtag is.
Yes. That little sign. Yes.
She's doing a sign language sign for you. They can't see you, mother.
I know. I keep forgetting.
Okay,
know a hashtag.
But I need you to define the hashtag because Aunt Mitzi once asked me what a hashtag was, and I couldn't necessarily define it.
A hashtag is a little symbol you put after a picture and you use a little hashtag sign and then you combine what that picture is and you try to kind of be funny sometimes. Like today I put tummy table because I was eating my popcorn on my pregnant belly from you.
Okay.
So tummy table.
What is the point of the hashtag?
Dead air.
My, when I defined it, it took me a really long time to kind of put it into layman's terms what it is. And it's a thing where I put at the end of like a picture of, you don't have to put it on just pictures, you can do it on tweets and stuff, but it is the number sign.
Right.
Okay.
That's it. The pound sign.
The pound sign. Yeah. So it's a way to connect the similarities of the posts together. So at when I post a picture of Blaze, I do hashtag Pitbull. And then that, if you click on that, you find a bunch of pictures of Pitbulls.
Yes.
It connects your posts with other posts.
Yes.
That's
not what I use it for, unless it's a Miranda show.
Exactly. So my thing is, hashtags are out. They were huge for a while.
I just figured them out.
For a while, it was you put a hashtag on everything.
Yes.
And now it's just, it is like for movement, like International Women's Day and things like that, you use hashtags.
Okay.
And then for the Miranda shows, it's so we can find things that have to do with that hashtag.
So.
But we used to put them on everything.
So mama shouldn't do that anymore.
No, you can. It's funny. Because people do it sometimes for funny things. Like I've seen it, you know, it's funny.
Okay.
Tummy table was funny. But saying waiting for Rachel to come, you wouldn't do hashtag Rachel, hashtag Rachel Ballinger, hashtag blah, 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 a million hashtags.
Right.
People used to do it to like get famous, I think.
Oh.
But it stopped.
Okay.
Have you noticed that emojis aren't as big anymore on Twitter?
I get emojis. The heart's a big one.
The heart is one. But remember when people used to put, like, emojis on everything?
Yeah, but they always come up as question marks now.
I think that's one of the reasons why they stopped being so big.
Yeah.
Is because if you have an update and someone else doesn't and you tweet an emoji,
it's so annoying.
Everyone's just like, I can't see it. What is it? It's a question mark. What's the... Remember when...
In the meantime, you find out they tell you what it is. It's like, oh, that would have been funny then. But
yeah, it's not anymore. It's just kind of... It ruins... It's like explaining a joke.
Exactly.
It doesn't work. Like explaining what paid dust is.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. I wish we had a podcast back when the iPhone, the new like system came out, and that when you put I, it came up as like the A question mark thing. Did you even notice that?
No. It didn't. I saw that. You guys talking about it on Twitter, and it never happened to me.
Yeah, it's like, it only happened with some people and sometimes.
Yeah.
It was like when you did the letter I, like, I'm going, like, I like popsicles. The I would come up as like A in a box question mark.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
That didn't happen to you?
It didn't happen to me, though.
Thank goodness, because I would have gotten so many texts from you so confused as to what was going on. It happened to Colleen a lot.
Yeah.
And it was annoying because her phone was brand new when it started happening.
But then I thought, is this a real thing or is it just...
No, yeah, it was a real thing. It was just depended on which phone you had and if you had the updated system or not.
All right.
It's pretty sad, man. Pretty sad. All right, I have one more definition word for you.
Okay.
You have to pick. Don't get. She got so excited and grabbed her phone.
Well, I have to be ready because it takes me a while to get ready to find the place that I put the word. Okay, go.
You just have it open.
But then it goes black, and then you put your password in again.
Oh, okay. All right. Your last word or thing is IRL.
IRL.
It stands for something. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Internet. Real live internet.
You were so close.
Oh, okay.
It's not internet.
Real. living.
It's in real life. So you're in real life. So as you're usually talking, it usually is on Twitter talking about, like, you know, have your internet friends, kids have their internet friends and they have their school friends.
Yes.
Their school friends are their in real life friends.
Oh.
So they'll be talking about, like, oh, my in real life's found my Twitter account, blah, 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 blah.
So they say my IRL friends?
Do they say my IRLs?
Oh, okay. Did not know that. I would ask the person, what's an IRL?
You would. Have you not seen it? It's on Twitter a lot.
They're probably not talking to me.
Well, they're never talking to me either. I just stalk people.
To me, I will ask.
Do you look through your normal Twitter homepage feed?
You saw what I looked at.
Okay, you look at your you look at your notifications.
Yeah.
Do you look at the home feed ever?
Like, there's, you know how you people I don't know.
Well, sometimes it's funny. That's where they post funny things.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, wow, you only use Twitter when your fans are speaking to you.
No, you taught me how to do that.
Okay. She's limited on her Twitter knowledge.
There's naughty things on the other one, and I don't want to see the naughty things.
I mute those people.
Okay.
I mute a lot of people.
All right.
If they're rude or if they're naughty, as you would say.
I don't want to see naughty stuff.
I don't either. Like, I just, it's not that I'm against naughty things. It's just, it's a smack in the face when you're just scrolling through Twitter expecting to find a funny SpongeBob meme.
Exactly.
And you just see something you don't just weren't expecting.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say it. All right, Mom, what are your words for me to define?
All right.
Are these online? What are these terms?
Oh, crud. It has to do with
online. No, it doesn't have to do with online.
I'll do an online. What does whitelisted mean?
Whitelisted?
Yes! I did it! I did when you don't know.
Isn't that when someone Twitter blocks you from tweeting at someone?
No.
Whitelisted. Is it that?
Okay, dang, think it. I'm blacklisted. What's blacklisted?
It
has to do with emails.
You're deleted. Oh, whitelisted? Does that mean you put on a thing where you can get sent spam?
Yeah, it's like if your emails go to someone's spam, they can take you out of that so you no longer go to their spam and you go in the regular mail and now you've been whitelisted. I didn't know.
Oh, so
thing.
You're no longer blacklisted. Yeah, you're whitelisted.
Whoa, gotcha.
She gave me an email term.
Okay, now we're going to do from my era.
Guys, tweet me. What is it when Twitter, they block you from tweeting? You've tweeted someone too much and so they block you from tweeting that person?
They can do that?
Yeah.
Do you complain and go, this person tweets me too much?
No, I don't know how it happens because a lot of people will tweet me. They're like, I'm finally not blank anymore. And I looked at the turn up and it means that they get basically on suspension for tweeting one person.
Or are they the ones that write the same thing and then put times one, times two, times three?
Yeah, those ones I'm okay. I can't handle those ones.
250? Those get muted.
Those get muted, guys. Just so you know, when you tweet the same thing and just put the times, the number afterwards.
Done.
No. I appreciate the effort, but it's not effort because you're just copying, pasting, and doing a new number.
Yeah. They just want the attention.
They want the attention. Yeah. Sorry. Sometimes you get muted. I shouldn't say that, but come on.
Oh, but if you say it five times, then we'll see it.
Oh, yeah. But sometimes I just am ignoring.
Or give me a chance to open and look.
Yeah, because there's a lot of times I get on and you're on 142 and I'm like, I haven't been on Twitter all day.
Right.
And it's like, you're mad at me. Right. That's what I think. It's like, I feel like you're mad at me when you do that
because
you think I'm ignoring you, but.
We're busy.
I'm busy. I just haven't gone on Twitter in a while.
Yeah.
All right. What's the other word, Mom?
Okay, this is not internet because
it's fine.
Clearly the internet wasn't made till 1990. Oh man, I have to put my password again.
It was created in 1983, but it became a thing in 1990. Yeah.
Because I knew there was an internet. Never mind.
Wait, what?
In my era, if someone said, Pinky's out of jail, what does that mean?
Oh, I'm thinking sexual things.
It's me, Rachel. No.
I know. That's why I didn't say what I thought it was. Pinky's out of jail. Does that mean Pinky's up when you're drinking tea?
Nope.
Hold on. Let me think. Pinky's out of jail. Is that the cartoon?
No.
Okay.
Back in the day, girls wore dresses and slips.
Their slip is showing.
And their slip is showing. So if your slip was showing, that was inappropriate. So they go, your pinky's out of jail.
Did the boys know what this meant?
I don't know. But the girls did.
Why did you wear slips? Because the skirts were see-through?
It was just proper back in the day.
You wore underwear as well.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you did back in the day. I don't know. I didn't know pinkies out. That sounds, you have to admit, that sounds weird.
It does sound weird. Once I said it to you,
it sounded weird. And I knew it wasn't what I thought it was, which is why I had to say along the lines of what I was thinking.
When you were subterranean, that was a term for hipster. back in the day.
Subterranean?
Yeah. That dude is subterranean. That meant hipster.
Back in what like were the hipsters 50s like? And 60s. What were hipsters like back then?
Oh, come on. Just think of something cool.
So, wait. Because hipsters now are acting, they're into like thrift shops and antiques and things being old. Is that the same kind of?
No.
What were the hipsters like back then?
It was more like cool, dude. Not dude. That was later. I don't know. I was a little girl.
They were just cool people.
Cool people.
Cool people. Okay. So cool people were subterranean. And so you think hipsters are cool people.
Well, that aren't they the cool people nowadays?
I don't know what's cool anymore.
I think everybody's cool. You don't have to be a thing. But
I think that's what hipsters are, is they don't want a thing and they ended up being a thing.
True.
That's the true thing. All right. Is that the last word for me?
That's it for you, girl. All
right, I like that. I like trying to figure... Pinkies out, ladies. Pinkies out.
But nobody wears slips anymore.
Hey, my friend Kelly Six wore a slip the last time I saw her. She asked me if she needed to wear it. She's like, can you see through this without the slip? And I said, yes.
But most girls wear skirts without slips now.
Yeah.
And they...
She rubbed your fingers around like money
it
sign.
It just depends on the material. I'm feeling the material.
Oh, you're feeling the material.
Can you see through it? But some people want to see through.
Remember when jean skirts were huge?
Oh, yes.
I always wanted one, but I couldn't.
I wore them.
You did?
I did. I didn't have the ones that went down below the knee. I had the mini skirt one.
Oh, so you did not go Duggar.
No, I did not. No.
Yeah, I always wanted a jean mini skirt.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's not my style, but I know it's in. But it was, I was in high school in the era of jean mini skirts and UGG boots.
Okay, now I never wore UGG boots with them.
I always wanted real UGG boots, and I never had real UGG boots.
But my mini skirt was back in the 70s.
Oh, how many did your mini skirt go?
Many enough. Everything was covered, and then a little more.
Okay, so like mid-thigh?
No, a little higher than mid-thigh.
Oh, Mom! You scandalous woman! I did not know. How old were you?
Junior high age.
Oh, my
and
mother.
And ditto jeans.
Ditto jeans? What's a ditto jean?
With the saddleback seam right over your batuska.
Saddleback seam?
Yeah, those were the best pants
no
ever.
Idea what you're saying. Can we do a video of you making me wear those kind of clothes?
If we could find some.
Because you
make
them?
At a really hipster vintage store, probably.
Oh, man, they'd probably have them there. They wouldn't have a jean skirt at a hipster store.
No.
That's all fabric and flower print and brown. Yeah. All right. So I want to play a game. You're going to have to get your phone out for it.
Okay, got it.
And it's called Gravestone.
Gravestone, okay.
So whatever is the last text you sent is what's going to be on your gravestone when you die.
I can't say that.
Oh my God, let me see. What's the second to last? You have to say who it's from or who it's to.
Okay.
What is it?
He makes me so happy.
That's a happy thing.
Okay.
That's a good, my mom has secrets. So many secrets. He makes me happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mine is, okay, podcasting now, text Jen 45. I feel like that is so fitting to be my
yes,
gravestone. That's, yeah. I was like, hey, I'll be right back,
guys. What's going to be on your gravestone?
Yeah, that's what's on your gravestone.
But I didn't say that.
The last text you sent, Mom.
Oh, sent. Erase. That's not what I said.
So that's
how
the last text.
How did you go to the last...
Man, my mom...
Mine says, remember this?
Wait, what is it?
It's a picture Dad drew.
Aww.
Of you guys at Disneyland.
That's the last text you sent?
Yeah, to Colleen.
Okay.
And the one before that.
Remember this. I
else.
Actually kind of like that as a gravestone. Remember this.
There we go.
I feel like they're fitting for both of us.
Yeah.
All right. The next, it's kind of a game. It's called Suggestions. And we're just going to, a different suggestion.
Not my phone.
Not your phone. You're fine. It's just, it's not really a game. It's just a suggestion.
Okay.
What suggestions do you have for the internet? A social media site? The people on the internet? I'll tell you mine.
Tell
and then
yours.
You can think of yours.
Okay.
I feel like I prepared you for this, but you didn't listen to me.
I don't remember this conversation at all.
All right. I would suggest to the internet that Twitter needs to put on an edit button to edit your tweets.
Okay. You can edit them.
Oh,
you
can't edit
your
tweets?
You have to delete them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless, are you able to edit your tweets? What is this magic you have?
No, no, that's frustrating. You have to, and then, yes, that's terrible.
Yes. Okay, do you, do you have any internet terrible. Suggestions for a social media site, for anything?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
That made me angry.
It did make you angry? Okay, well then, we're going to go into the question and answer, because there's a question that has to do with something along the lines of this. It's from, you're going to make me say your name, Luidia?
Okay.
And she says, Gwen, do you have the same feelings as Rachel when people correct your grammar?
No.
You don't? Okay, because I get mad when I tweet something and there's a typo in it and people just attack me.
Yeah.
And they're like, blah, 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 you spelled it wrong. And I'm, girl, you get muted. Just so you know, you get muted. So.
No, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you at all?
No,
you know, you make a lot of typos, and I'm not making fun of you.
Oh, on my text to you?
On your text.
Because of Siri. Siri does not know how to listen. She's like a game of telephone.
Okay.
By the time you say it, and the time she writes it, and by the time you get it, it is something completely different.
Okay, you need to watch Grace and Mamrie's new show, This Might Get, because they do a thing where they do the voice activation thingy with Siri. They try and text each other using just Siri, and it is terrible. So it's not just you.
Okay, thank you.
It is Siri. She is after all of us.
Okay. Oh,
that's why I had the Let's Ask Siri segment on... Rachel's room.
Siri.
Time for Ask Siri.
Yeah.
Because she always is the worst.
Yes.
I believe Siri is the worst. So.
Demon child.
Okay. So, so you don't get mad when people correct your grammar?
No.
All right. I do.
No.
Because you know what it is? I feel stupid. I don't like people making me feel stupid.
No, because, you know, again, if you could go in and edit it.
Yeah, if you could edit. See, on Instagram and Facebook, you can edit.
Yes.
And people go, because see, the thing is, this is my thing. If you can't fix it. Why are you pointing it out? Like, on Instagram, when people say, you spelt that wrong, hey, thanks, I can go and fix it. But with Twitter, you can't fix it.
Right.
So it's like, you're just pointing it out to be mean.
Or, yes.
Yes. The worst is when I snap something and spell something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to me on Snapchat, because Snapchat doesn't do the squiggly red line to let me know something's spelled wrong.
Oh, right.
So, and it doesn't, for some reason, like, the auto... text thing like this that changes the word for you to the right word doesn't work on my Snapchat. So I'm always spelling things wrong on my Snapchat, and it's the worst when people screenshot it and then tweet it to me. I'm like, you cared that much to make fun of me.
And Snapchat is not a place where you have to be, you know.
Yeah, it's more picture.
It's a fun, quick, off the cuff.
It's 6 seconds. Well, I have mine set to 6 seconds, but it's like a few seconds.
It's fast, it's quick, you got it, yeah.
So, for someone to, because in order to Snapchat it, not Snapchat it, it's in order to screenshot it, you basically have to go back to the Snap,
right.
Screenshot it, go over to Twitter, create a new tweet, tag me, and tweet it out.
Yes.
You care so much about making fun of me.
It took more time for them to do that than it did for you just to tweet that out.
Yeah, like, snap it. Yeah, that makes me angry, but clearly doesn't make you angry.
Let it go, Rachel.
Where did I get this anger from, Mom?
I don't know.
Just let it go. I'm not as angry as I used to be.
Things to be angry about, but that's not.
Hey, you know what? It's because people are being rude.
They are. Yeah, rudeness is not good.
And I also don't like feeling dumb.
No, none of us do.
Yeah. All right. Another question. Colleen_35 says, "What's most more important to a YouTuber?" A view, a subscriber, or a like? This is for me. You don't have to answer
clearly, because I have no clue.
So, for a YouTuber, what's more important? A view, a subscriber, or a like? It depends on what aspect. For me, views are more important, because that's what gets you money. That's what pays your bills, because you get the more views you get, the more money you get, basically. Unless your video is demonetized. But...
still don't know what any of that means. Go ahead.
Monetized. When your video is monetized, you're making money on the video.
Okay.
So there's ads in the video, and you're getting money every time someone sees one of those ads.
And that's why I watch the ad all the way through.
Yeah, I get more money if you watch the whole ad or click on the ad.
That's what I do.
And then when your video is demonetized, you're not making any money on it. You're demonied.
But can they still put ads on it?
I think they can, but I don't think they will.
Okay.
Because they're limited on ads, so they're putting them on the videos that they want to. So a view makes you money if your video is monetized.
Okay.
Subscribers get you status and better brand deals.
Oh, yes.
So if you have 3 million subscribers, but you only get 10,000 views a video, the brands that give you money to promote their thing aren't looking at how many views you get on their video. They're only looking at your subscribers because it's like a social status thing. It's like being verified on Twitter.
Right.
So, and also to like, when you're trying to, when you're like, I have this many subscribers, it's a social thing. It's a right. social status thing
right.
for subscribers. A like, it's not that, I mean, it is important, but it's not that important because it's more like, it's just getting your video, more action on your video. And so YouTube's more likely to show your video in existence.
So that's why you say like subscribe, yeah, and comment. Follow and
comment and stuff. Because yeah. the more action your video gets, the more likely it is to be put on the top of a page or something. Got so it. We're wanting interaction.
Right.
I'm telling you guys all the secrets. I'm just being real with you.
Just being, that's what a podcast is.
Yeah. So views get you money, subscribers get you social status, and likes get you activity.
So you like them all.
I like them all. And it depends on what's more important to you, basically. So that's that. All right. Ricky wants to know, what is your favorite artist from your time?
Music artist?
Yeah, what's your favorite music artist from your time?
James Taylor.
I know that. What's your favorite artist now?
James Taylor.
Always and forever.
I also like the guy who sings, I'm going to say his name right, Ed Sheeran. Sheeran and Andrea Bocelli. Botticelli, an Italian man that they sing the song, I think it's called Perfect. Oh, okay. Together, and it is just gorgeous. I have it on repeat.
All right, I feel it.
Okay.
I'm not super into anybody right now. No. They asked me to, and I'm just, I mean, Aaron Carter was my first love, so that's my past.
Yeah.
And then now, I mean, obviously the classics, like yeah. Ariana Grande,
uh-huh.
but I'm super into Superfruit and Pentatonix. Superfruit,
okay, yes, I like Pentatonix.
But I don't have anyone I'm obsessed with right now. Like, I used to be obsessed with Kesha. I still think she's great. See, that's my thing, is I still think everyone's great.
That video you did was awesome.
That was like one of my first videos I ever did on my own, is yes. I remade a Kesha video.
Which one is it?
TikTok.
Where can they find it?
On my channel.
Of course, YouTube.
YouTube/Rachel Ballinger. Thank you, Mom, for the promo. Yeah.
That
so,
was amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. But anyway, so I like everyone. I just don't have yeah. an obsession anymore. I haven't been obsessed with someone in a very long time.
No, I'm not obsessed with anyone. I like all kinds of music. Yeah.
A lot for me is just basically the song. Mm-hmm. I don't really care who sang it. Mm-hmm. As long as I enjoy the song.
Right.
I support people. I mean, I think everyone's great. Well, no, there are some people who aren't. But, yeah, that's just me. All right. Christopher wants to know, what's the best way to handle hate on the internet?
My Christopher? No, this is
not your son.
Okay. Is this Tacoma Christopher?
I believe so. I don't remember. I was scrolling through fast.
He's a sweetie.
But what's the best way to handle hate on the internet? Do you suggest...
Don't engage.
Yeah. He said confront or, you know, detach yourself. I personally block. Just mute or block depending on
delete.
Your level of hate.
Well, if they're giving me hate, probably block, delete. And you kind of want to know what the source is. And usually it's...
It depends on the hate itself and who is giving it.
Right.
Like, if a fan of mine is mad at me for something I said on the internet... I'm not going to just block them because they're bringing up a subject. It's like, right. I probably shouldn't have said, like, I've upset somebody.
Right.
So if my actions caused hate, then I shouldn't just block everybody. I have to figure out what happened and go through with it. And then, so I would confront being like,
right.
What did I do to upset you?
But if someone's being mean to my kids or saying,
yeah, if someone's just hating to hate and trolling,
block, report, yeah, delete.
I usually block if I want them to know. I'm mad at them. If someone's just being kind of rude and I just, you know, I just don't want to deal with it, but it's not like a thing, I kind of just mute them.
Yeah.
I can just talk to a void. They think that they're tweeting at me. They think that they're getting at me, but it's just a void.
Ah.
So, but so if I want mute. Them to know, I don't like them.
Okay.
Block them.
So yeah. There's a mute thing too. Huh?
There's a mute, which means you don't see anything that they tweet, but they don't know that. They think that you can see them.
Okay. So you're not hurting their feelings.
Yeah.
But you don't have to look at the garbage filth.
Yeah, and also it's kind of funny because they're spending their time tweeting at you thinking that they're hurting you, but really they're tweeting at nothing.
But did their tweets go on your page so people can see that they tweeted them?
Probably, but I think it's funny.
You're so cute.
I don't really care.
I just don't want trash on the internet.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know, what if someone, I don't know what to do if it's someone with smaller, I don't know, if it's like a random person's hating a random person, because I feel like we are I sound conceited. I don't want to. Like a public figure kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I am. You're not.
No, I'm not.
But I am. So I've opened my life to getting random people to hate me. That's just a part of my job. It's a sad part and shouldn't exist, but it is. So my hate, like, I'm not going to engage with a person.
No.
That's ridiculous. So I just mute or block them.
Yeah.
But if you're just a random person getting random hate, do you confront that, Mom? Or do you just let it go?
On social media, I would just ignore it.
Yeah.
Because, and unless mute or block.
Yeah.
If it's something I've done or yeah, something that's the I've thing. Said, yeah, you want to make right whatever you can.
Yeah, unless they're just making up lies and being crazy. But yeah. So it depends on the person and the thing. But if it's just a troll being a troll.
Nope. Gone.
Send them under the bridge. Mm-hmm. All right. Haley says, any chicken updates?
No. Well, yes, actually. They got to go in the garden yesterday, and they just had a grand time pecking around in there. And,
okay. All right. What do you have in your garden right now, Mom?
Well, one garden has nothing, and the other one has peas and artichokes and a tomato plant.
Are chickens helpful in gardening?
No. Not if you have plants in there. But when you're done, they are great for tilling the soil and getting bugs and doing all kinds of fun things in there.
Okay. Last question of the day. This is for me. Sorry, Mom. You're out of here. Lauren says, are you going to have a meet and greet for VidCon? So VidCon did email me saying this is what we'd like you to do, and a meet and greet was in there. So it's not 100% confirmed. They said this isn't 100% confirmed, but they are trying to have me have a meet and greet. So just so you guys know, I will be at VidCon. Is it June? I think at the end of June. And I will be having, hopefully, meet and greet. And there's a few panels they wanted me on and an interview. So that will happen. I hope I see you guys there. But that's it for today.
I have yet to go to VidCon.
You have yet to? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, Mom.
It's all right.
They're very stingy with their tickets, their backstage tickets.
It's okay. I hear it's crowded and I'd probably get claustrophobic.
Guys, it's not as the grand and glorious as you guys may think. It's just like an empty warehouse in the back and we're just running from place to place and like there's no food and it's weird. I mean, I love VidCon because I get to hang out with people and see people.
I could bring cookies.
You would be the talk of the town. People would love you. Have home-baked cookies at VidCon. Come on. All right. But that's it. Did you have anything else to say, Mom, for the podcast?
See you next time on All Things Internet. Is that it?
Is that your outro? Was that the outro you've been working on?
Did I do it right?
Wait, that's the outro she's been working on.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Okay. I mean, I guess I have to end it now because you said it. But thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next Monday. Every Monday we'll have a podcast. Love you guys. You're amazing. Okay. Say it again, Mom.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.